The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life. By Irving Goffman. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life is a book by Irving Goffman that examines how people present themselves in social situations. It was first published in 1959 and has since become a classic in the field of sociology. The book is based on Goffman's observations of everyday life and how people interact with each other. He argues that people use a variety of strategies to present themselves in a favorable light and to control the impressions that others have of them. He also discusses the role of social roles and how they shape our behavior. Goffman begins by discussing the concept of the front stage and the backstage. The front stage is the public face that people present to the world, while the backstage is the private face that is only seen by close friends and family. He argues that people use the front stage to create a certain impression of themselves, while the backstage is used to maintain a sense of authenticity. He also discusses the idea of impression management, which is the process of controlling the impressions that others have of us. Goffman then moves on to discuss the role of social roles in everyday life. He argues that people use social roles to create a sense of order and structure in their lives. He also discusses the idea of role distance, which is the ability to maintain a sense of distance from the roles that we play in order to maintain our sense of authenticity. He also examines the idea of role performance, which is the ability to act out a role in order to create a certain impression. Goffman then examines the idea of dramaturgical analysis, which is the process of analyzing social interactions as if they were a play. He argues that people use a variety of strategies to create a certain impression of themselves, such as using props, costumes, and gestures. He also discusses the idea of frame analysis, which is the process of analyzing how people interpret and respond to social situations. Finally, Goffman examines the idea of stigma, which is the process of labeling someone as different or deviant. He argues that stigma can be used to control the behavior of others and to create a sense of order in society. He also discusses the idea of social control, which is the process of using social norms and expectations to control the behavior of others. The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life is a classic work in the field of sociology. It provides an insightful look into how people present themselves in social situations and how they use a variety of strategies to control the impressions that others have of them. It is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of social interaction. Main ideas. Main idea number one. The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life is a sociological concept that suggests that people present themselves in different ways in different social situations. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life explores the idea that people present themselves differently in different social contexts, and that this presentation is an important part of how we interact with others. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life explores the idea that people present themselves differently in different social contexts, and that this presentation is an important part of how we interact with others. Goffman argues that people use a variety of strategies to present themselves in the best possible light, and that these strategies are often used to create a desired impression. He suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the impression they make on others, such as using body language, facial expressions, and verbal communication. He also argues that people often use these techniques to create a false impression, or to hide their true feelings and intentions. Goffman's book is an important contribution to the field of sociology, as it provides insight into how people interact with each other in different social contexts. It also provides an understanding of how people use different strategies to present themselves in the best possible light. By understanding the strategies people use to present themselves, we can better understand how people interact with each other in different social contexts. Main idea number two. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of strategies to present themselves in a positive light. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of strategies to present themselves in a positive light, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of strategies to present themselves in a positive light. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He suggests that people use these strategies to create a certain impression of themselves, and to control how others perceive them. Goffman also argues that people use these strategies to create a sense of order and stability in their lives, and to maintain a sense of control over their environment. He further suggests that people use these strategies to create a sense of belonging and acceptance in their social circles. Goffman's ideas have been influential in the fields of sociology, psychology, and communication studies. His work has been used to explain how people use self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves, and to control how others perceive them. His work has also been used to explain how people use self-presentation to create a sense of order and stability in their lives, and to maintain a sense of control over their environment. Finally, his work has been used to explain how people use self-presentation to create a sense of belonging and acceptance in their social circles. Main idea number 3. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to control the impressions they make on others. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to control the impressions they make on others, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to control the impressions they make on others. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He argues that people are constantly engaged in a process of impression management, in which they attempt to control how they are perceived by others. Goffman further suggests that people use a variety of strategies to manage their impressions, such as emphasizing certain aspects of their identity, downplaying others, and using language and body language to convey a desired image. He argues that these strategies are used to create a desired impression of the self, and that this impression is often at odds with the person's true identity. Goffman's work has had a major influence on the field of sociology, and his ideas have been applied to a variety of contexts, including the workplace, politics, and social media. His work has been used to explain how people use various techniques to control the impressions they make on others, and how these techniques can be used to manipulate the perceptions of others. His work has also been used to explain how people use various strategies to manage their own identities, and how these strategies can be used to create a desired image of the self. Main idea number 4. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to manage the impressions they make on others. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to manage the impressions they make on others, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to manage the impressions they make on others. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He suggests that people use these techniques to control how they are perceived by others, and to create a desired impression. Goffman also argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of order and stability in their social interactions. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their environment, and to create a sense of security in their social relationships. Goffman further argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity and belonging. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of belonging to a particular group or community, and to create a sense of identity within that group or community. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of self-worth and self-esteem. Finally, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of power and influence in their social interactions. Main idea number 5. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired impression of themselves. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired impression of themselves, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired impression of themselves. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in order to gain acceptance from others. Goffman further suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in order to gain power and influence in their social circles. He also argues that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in order to gain a sense of control over their lives. Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in order to gain a sense of security and stability in their lives. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in order to gain a sense of belonging and acceptance in their social circles. He further argues that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in order to gain a sense of self-worth and self-esteem. Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life provides an insightful look into how people use a variety of techniques to create a desired impression of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in order to gain acceptance, power, control, security, stability, belonging, self-worth, and self-esteem. Main idea number 6. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired impression of themselves. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired impression of themselves, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired impression of themselves. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain impression of themselves, which can be used to influence how others perceive them. Goffman also argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their own image, allowing them to shape how they are seen by others. Goffman further suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of consistency in their self-presentation. He argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a sense of continuity in their self-presentation, allowing them to maintain a desired impression of themselves over time. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of stability in their self-presentation, allowing them to maintain a desired impression of themselves even in the face of changing circumstances. Overall, Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired impression of themselves. He argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves, allowing them to influence how others perceive them. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of consistency and stability in their self-presentation, allowing them to maintain a desired impression of themselves over time. Main idea number 7. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to manipulate the impressions they make on others. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to manipulate the impressions they make on others, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to manipulate the impressions they make on others. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to control how they are perceived by others, and to create a desired impression. Goffman further suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of order and stability in their social interactions. He argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their environment, and to create a sense of security in their social relationships. Goffman also argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of self-worth and to create a sense of belonging. He argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of belonging to a particular group or community. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of power and influence in their social interactions. Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life provides an insightful look into the ways in which people use techniques to manipulate the impressions they make on others. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves, to create a sense of order and stability in their social interactions, and to create a sense of identity, self-worth, and belonging. His book provides an important insight into the ways in which people use techniques to control their environment and to create a sense of power and influence in their social relationships. Main idea number 8. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are perceived by others. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are perceived by others, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are perceived by others. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a certain image of themselves in the eyes of others. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain impression of themselves, and to control how they are seen by others. Goffman further argues that these techniques are used to create a certain level of social distance between the individual and the audience, and to create a certain level of intimacy. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain level of power and authority, and to create a certain level of respect and admiration. In this way, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to control the way they are perceived by others. Main idea number 9. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired image of themselves. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired image of themselves, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired image of themselves. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in the eyes of others. Goffman further suggests that people use these techniques to control how they are perceived by others, and to create a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves that is more favorable than their true self. Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves in order to gain acceptance and approval from others. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves that is more attractive and desirable than their true self. He further argues that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves that is more socially acceptable than their true self. Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life provides an insightful look into how people use a variety of techniques to create a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves that is more favorable than their true self. He further suggests that people use these techniques to gain acceptance and approval from others. Main idea number 10. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired image of themselves. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired image of themselves, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired image of themselves. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in the eyes of others. Goffman further argues that people use these techniques to control how they are perceived by others, and to create a desired image of themselves in the eyes of others. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in the eyes of others, and to control how they are perceived by others. Goffman also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity and to maintain a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity and to maintain a desired image of themselves. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of belonging and to maintain a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of belonging and to maintain a desired image of themselves. Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life provides an insightful look into how people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired image of themselves. He suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He further argues that people use these techniques to control how they are perceived by others, to create a sense of identity and belonging, and to maintain a desired image of themselves. Main idea number 11. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to manage the way they are perceived by others. Idea summary. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to manage the way they are perceived by others, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to manage the way they are perceived by others. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a certain image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to control how they are seen by others, and to create a desired impression. Goffman also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of order and stability in their lives, and to create a sense of belonging in a particular social group. He argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity and to maintain a sense of self-worth. Goffman further argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their environment. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of security and to protect themselves from potential harm. He also argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of power and to gain influence over others. Finally, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of belonging and to create a sense of community. Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life provides an insightful look into the ways in which people use various techniques to manage the way they are perceived by others. By examining the various techniques people use to create a desired impression, Goffman provides an important insight into the ways in which people use self-presentation to control their environment and to gain influence over others. Main idea number 12. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired identity. Idea summary. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired identity, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired identity. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired identity that is accepted by others. He also argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their own identity and to create a sense of belonging in a particular social group. Goffman further suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired identity that is accepted by others. He argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves that is accepted by others. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their own identity and to create a sense of belonging in a particular social group. Goffman's ideas have been influential in the study of identity formation and self-presentation. His work has been used to explain how people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired identity. His work has also been used to explain how people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their own identity and to create a sense of belonging in a particular social group. Main idea number 13. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired identity. Idea summary. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired identity, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired identity. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves in the eyes of others. Goffman further suggests that people use these techniques to control how they are perceived by others and to create a desired identity. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves that is more favorable than their true identity. Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a desired identity that is more socially acceptable than their true identity. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves that is more attractive, more successful, and more socially accepted than their true identity. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired identity that is more desirable than their true identity. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired identity that is more socially acceptable than their true identity. Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a desired identity that is more socially acceptable than their true identity. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired image of themselves that is more attractive, more successful, and more socially accepted than their true identity. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired identity that is more desirable than their true identity. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired identity that is more socially acceptable than their true identity. Main idea number 14. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are seen by others. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are seen by others, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are seen by others. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a certain image of themselves in the eyes of others. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain impression of themselves, and to control how they are perceived by others. Goffman further argues that these techniques are used to create a certain level of social distance between the individual and the audience, and to create a certain level of comfort and familiarity. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain level of trust and respect between themselves and the audience. In this way, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to control the way they are seen by others. Goffman also suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain level of power and authority. He argues that people use these techniques to create a certain level of dominance over the audience, and to create a certain level of control over the situation. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain level of influence over the audience, and to create a certain level of control over the conversation. In this way, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to control the way they are seen by others. Finally, Goffman suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain level of intimacy and connection with the audience. He argues that people use these techniques to create a certain level of closeness and familiarity with the audience, and to create a certain level of trust and respect between themselves and the audience. In this way, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to control the way they are seen by others. Main idea number 15. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired persona. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired persona, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired persona. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to create a desired persona that is accepted by others. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired persona that is accepted by themselves. Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a desired persona that is accepted by others and by themselves. He suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He also argues that people use these techniques to create a desired persona that is accepted by others and by themselves. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired persona that is accepted by others and by themselves, and that this persona is used to create a desired image of themselves. Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a desired persona that is accepted by others and by themselves. He suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He also argues that people use these techniques to create a desired persona that is accepted by others and by themselves, and that this persona is used to create a desired image of themselves. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired persona that is accepted by others and by themselves, and that this persona is used to create a desired image of themselves that is accepted by others and by themselves. Main idea number 16. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired persona. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired persona, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired persona. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a desired impression of themselves, and to control how others perceive them. Goffman further argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of order and stability in their lives, and to create a sense of belonging in their social environment. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of security and safety in their lives, and to create a sense of control over their lives. Finally, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity and to create a sense of self-worth. Goffman's ideas have been influential in the fields of sociology, psychology, and communication studies. His work has been used to explain how people use self-presentation to create a desired image of themselves, and to control how others perceive them. His work has also been used to explain how people use self-presentation to create a sense of order and stability in their lives, and to create a sense of belonging in their social environment. Additionally, Goffman's work has been used to explain how people use self-presentation to create a sense of security and safety in their lives, and to create a sense of control over their lives. Finally, Goffman's work has been used to explain how people use self-presentation to create a sense of identity and to create a sense of self-worth. Main idea number 17. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to manage the way they are seen by others. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to manage the way they are seen by others, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to manage the way they are seen by others. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a certain image of themselves. He argues that people use these techniques to control how they are perceived by others, and to create a desired impression. Goffman also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of order and stability in their lives, and to create a sense of belonging in their social environment. He argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity and to maintain a sense of self-worth. Goffman further argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their lives, and to create a sense of security. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of belonging and to create a sense of community. He also argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of power and to create a sense of status. Finally, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their environment and to create a sense of control over their lives. Main idea number 18. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired public image. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired public image, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to create a desired public image. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired impression on others. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a persona that is different from their true self, and that this persona is used to gain acceptance and approval from others. Goffman also argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their environment, as well as to create a sense of security and safety. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of belonging and identity, as well as to create a sense of power and influence. Goffman's book provides an in-depth analysis of the various techniques people use to create a desired public image. He argues that people use these techniques to create a persona that is different from their true self, and that this persona is used to gain acceptance and approval from others. He also suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of control over their environment, as well as to create a sense of security and safety. Finally, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of belonging and identity, as well as to create a sense of power and influence. Main idea number 19. Goffman argues that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired public image. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired public image, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life argues that people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired public image. Goffman suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired impression. He argues that people are constantly engaged in a process of self-presentation, in which they attempt to control how they are perceived by others. Goffman further suggests that people use a variety of strategies to manage their public image, such as avoiding certain topics of conversation, using humor to deflect attention, and presenting themselves in a certain way. He argues that these strategies are used to create a desired impression and to maintain a desired public image. Goffman also argues that people use a variety of techniques to manage their public image. He suggests that people use body language, facial expressions, and other forms of nonverbal communication to convey a desired impression. He further argues that people use language to create a desired impression, such as using certain words or phrases to emphasize certain points. He also suggests that people use certain techniques to create a desired impression, such as exaggerating certain aspects of their lives or downplaying certain aspects of their lives. Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life provides an insightful look into the ways in which people use a variety of techniques to maintain a desired public image. He argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a desired impression. He also suggests that people use body language, facial expressions, and other forms of nonverbal communication to convey a desired impression. Finally, he argues that people use language and certain techniques to create a desired impression. By understanding the ways in which people use these techniques to maintain a desired public image, we can gain a better understanding of how people interact with one another in everyday life. Main idea number 20. Goffman suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are perceived by others. Idea summary: Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are perceived by others, such as using props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation. Irving Goffman's book The Presentation of Self in Everyday Life suggests that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are perceived by others. Goffman argues that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a certain image of themselves in the eyes of others. He suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain impression of themselves, and to control how they are seen by others. Goffman also argues that people use these techniques to create a certain level of comfort and familiarity with those around them, as well as to create a sense of belonging. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a sense of power and authority, and to create a sense of security and safety. Finally, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity and to create a sense of belonging in a particular group or community. Goffman's ideas about self-presentation are based on the idea that people use a variety of techniques to control the way they are perceived by others. He suggests that people use props, costumes, and other forms of self-presentation to create a certain image of themselves in the eyes of others. He further suggests that people use these techniques to create a certain level of comfort and familiarity with those around them, as well as to create a sense of belonging. He also argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of power and authority, and to create a sense of security and safety. Finally, Goffman argues that people use these techniques to create a sense of identity and to create a sense of belonging in a particular group or community.